Throughout this episode, Kelly and I make references to music intros, but unfortunately we cannot post the audio in this podcast because of copyright issues. Please visit Landon Nation on Facebook to learn where you can see and hear these intros. That worked remarkably well.
Right? That's what I was telling you when I tested it earlier. I was like, this is actually pretty perfect.
Yeah. Like, wow. The way it was going through the clouds and then it went to the other part was pretty good.
Yeah. Like, all the transitions were perfect.
I think that's the best one.
Like, where it ended, it was, like, at a really good spot for, like, the car driving away and everything.
I think it's the best one so far.
Yeah. It was meant to be.
Yeah. Like, that, you know what? I think I read in a book somewhere that was the original song, but George Harrison wouldn't sign over the rights. Something to do with the Maharishi. I'm not really sure what that was all about. Because he wanted it to not be an angel, but he wanted it to be a transcendental meditation vehicle. That would be amazing. Imagine it was George Harrison and Victor French.
Yeah.
Definitely a weird mix. There you are, George.
George? Have that, when his hair was like kind of curly, so it's like sort of the Michael Landon.
The Michael Landon.
Yeah, like anybody that has that hair that's sort of like shaped like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of the Michael Landon.
No, but I liked it. That was pretty good. So yeah, welcome to Landon Nation. Do I have the mic? I have to always look for it because I'm never ready with the Landon Nation, episode 604. It's not episode 604, but we're talking about Highway to Heaven.
Someday we'll get there.
You know what? Actually, no one knows what we're talking about. You know, that's why I like the intro, because when people tune into this, I guess it'll say in the title what it is, right? Yeah, I guess they know. But if you're just listening to this, you would not know what we're talking about yet.
That's true.
I mean, maybe there's a few clues, but we're talking about Highway to Heaven this week. This episode, the reunion.
This episode I think is a decent episode. I think it's entertaining, kind of like more lighthearted because a lot of them there is some tragic thing, you know, like someone has a disease or someone's dying, you know, stuff like that, but. This one, there's not really anything like really tragic. It's just sort of like people getting middle-aged and they're a little sad about it.
I don't know. Everybody. So here's the thing. All right. So I'm 51, right? So I'm basically supposed to be the age of all these people. And I don't think I fall into the old man category like these people. But who knows? Maybe I'm just not viewing myself in the right way.
Victor French. I mean, so in real life, he's like, you know, 54.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I feel like that looks like older than.
They seem like they're in their mid to late 60s.
Yeah, right. Like they seem about a decade older.
I mean,
but then again, Victor French really was 54. But I mean, obviously he was like had kind of a.
Yeah, three packs a day, you know.
Yeah. Although I did make a comment in the notes that he actually, in a way, looks like not as rough as he does. A lot of times in this episode, which is kind of interesting because he actually is pretty close to his death, at this point.
And he doesn't, I mean, his hair looks pretty good when he brushes it. It looks a lot better anyway.
Well, and I like this hairstyle a lot better on him than in the later, at the end of Little House, he had that kind of perm thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like this hair where it's just kind of like smooth and combed, I think looks a lot better on him than the perm.
I think it would have been really great if he had done like an entire like beatnik look where he's like black turtleneck and leather jacket.
Like to go back to like what he was doing in 1954 or whatever.
Exactly. It'd be incredible. A hot rod or something.
And then, let's see. So in the show, I think that Michael Landon's character, Jonathan, was supposed to have died in the 40s, I think.
You know what? I saw that episode a long time ago, but I really should watch it more sooner than later because it kind of comes up more and more as we.
Yeah, well, because in the episode when his mission is his wife, we see his gravestone, and his name was Arthur, and they look like Arthur Johnson, which is pretty funny because Jonathan Smith is supposed to be that really nondescript name, but I'm like, Arthur Johnson is kind of like a...
Yeah, it's kind of plain
nondescript. As well, yeah. But although I suppose that would have been really weird if his mission is his ex-wife and his name was Arthur, you know, she'd probably be like...
Right.
Anyway, but we see his gravestone, and it has the year that he died, and I forget it off the top of my head, but it was like...
Like the 40s.
Yeah, like, it was either like 1839, I'm thinking about like Little House, 1939, yeah. Or like early 1940s. And then he's commented a couple times in the show that he's been doing this angel mission thing for 40 years, which like kind of adds up because now we're in the 80s.
Sounds like a movement, the angel mission.
Yeah, the angel mission.
But yeah, so this originally aired June 2nd, 1989, kind of late. You know, we're going into summer, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the end of the season, towards the end of the season. Might wait, is this almost the last episode ever, right?
Let's see, what season and number is this?
You know what? My numbering was so screwed up.
Because of the... I'll look it up on IMDb. Season 5, episode 5. So this is the last season, and I think there are 13 episodes.
But isn't it a little bit weird? Because usually the season starts in September, and we're...
Yeah, why is it in the summer? That is odd.
Maybe it was a midsummer replacement or something. Well, it wouldn't be summer yet, but... Huh, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. Did you catch Eve Brent, the woman who plays Marjorie? Did you catch who she played in Little House?
I mentioned that in my notes, and actually we talked about her previously on Landed Nation.
Wait.
When we talked about the 100 Mile Walk episode, yes. Because she was it Jacobson or whatever, that yeah. Swedish guy?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was Swedish or like some, you know, like Scandinavian. And then she also had another role in Little House too, in Divorce Walnut Grove style.
Mm-hmm.
She was that shopkeeper that Almanza buys the gift from.
Yep.
However, we had also talked about her in that episode because she was also in Frasier. And that is when I realized, actually, as we were recording, that it was season 1, episode 3 of Frasier that she's in. Just like in Little House,
all right,
100 Mile Walk, yes, it's season 1, episode 3. Yeah.
Now the bell is ringing. I'm like looking through the notes. I'm like, I don't see it anywhere.
She even read the notes. I quit.
His name's Bertram.
Yeah.
I'm very insistent.
Okay, Brian.
I think Michael Landon was 24 in this. No, I'm
kidding. You're like, he's 30. He's 30.
He's 30. It's like, I don't know. I don't think so.
It's like, so he was on Bonanza for 14 years.
Yeah, he was
9 years of Little House. He's 30. He's 30.
Little Joe's 9.
He joined as an infant.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that would make that Little Joe thing kind of make more sense than it does.
Oh, I still don't get it. But let's play some of this. Mark is reading his junk mail. I'll just let him explain.
Stop.
By the way, so he has to go to the post office to get his mail. But what is it? Sit there forever?
Yeah, because I guess he just has a P.O. box. Because they're driving around all the time. I mean, like, he doesn't have an address, really, right? Because they're always just in the car and then staying at hotels and stuff.
But he's got that sister. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
For your golden years, an exclusive offer for Mark Gordon or current resident. That makes you feel wanted, doesn't it? According to this, I might have won $1 million. Brother, you got here.
You know, Jonathan looks like he's would be comfortable holding a cigarette right there, the way he's walking.
This is kind of funny.
I don't believe it.
I'll tell you one.
No. Get this. My high school class is having their reunion. 35 years.
All right, so I bring it up in the notes. Like, 35 years, it's kind of a random number to have a reunion, don't you think? What is
I guess. When do they normally do them? Like 10, 20, 30?
Why would I know? No, I'm kidding.
Well, why would I know? I don't go. I have no interest.
I'm still waiting for my 10th, bro. I'm only 24. No, so, yeah, I mean, I would say it's decades-based, right? I mean, I didn't
probably.
I've kind of skipped my readings. I think we've even talked about this a little bit.
Yeah, like I don't think it's been released yet on Walnut Grove Cast, but we reviewed Whatever Happened to the Class of 56.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we talked about it then and our lack of interest.
Yeah, I moved back to where I grew up, so it's like I see people all the time. I don't want to see them.
Where does the time go?
It does have a way of flying by.
Oh, those were great days, Jonathan. Didn't I ever tell you I was starting left in on our football team? I played both ways, not like these guys today.
Real Iron Man, huh?
Yeah. You know, the funny thing was, I wasn't even going out for football. Coach caught me in the hallway one day, and he said, hey, Stick.
Stick?
That was my nickname then. See, I was tall and thin. He said, hey, Stick, I want to see you out for the football team this afternoon. Ended up playing 3 years of varsity. Made all league, second team.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
He seems real impressed.
He doesn't seem very impressed at all.
Well, generally, though, anytime someone who's in their 50s starts telling other high school stories, I don't find it impressive.
Whenever people talk about... All right, so like, all right, let's just say you're in your 50s. I've run into this all the time with people. And it's like they're talking about their college days. And it's like, you mean like 1996? Like, what are you talking... Like, seriously, you're talking about this right now? It's like 30 years ago, practically.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's kind of... Sometimes there are situations where it's appropriate to bring up, like, well, you know, just because something reminds you of whatever.
No, but I'm talking about people who just are.
Yeah, but like people who just like sit there and it's like they're still stuck in that, you know, yeah, like they're talking about it all the time. It's
especially high school.
Well, and whenever people say that high school was the best time of their lives, I'm like, wow, your life must suck. Like, right. If that was the best your life ever was.
Right. Yeah, I'm just, I don't understand this whole, the whole reunion thing.
So
yeah, they're talking about their mission. He has to go to the reunion, basically, and I guess we can explain it a little bit. He has to track down the people who can't be tracked down.
Even though they seem to track them down awfully easily.
Yeah, they're able to find them, like, immediately.
I know, so... And not even using the angel powers, just, like, looking in the phone book and stuff. So I don't understand why it was supposed to be so hard to find these people.
The phone book. To our younger listeners, those are books that have phone numbers in them. I don't think they make phone books anymore. Not around here, anyway.
Do they not?
I haven't... seen a phone book in 10 years, maybe?
I mean, probably, I guess maybe the last time I saw one was about 10 years ago, too. Huh.
I sit on one when I drive. No, I'm kidding. I'm very little. All right, so we go into Trevor Steele's, we're trying to track down Trevor Steele.
There we go.
Who Mark went, he's apparently a famous guy, and Mark went to high school with him.
I'm Jonathan Smith. This is Mark Gordon. We wondered if we could see Mr. Bergstrom for a minute.
He's on the phone right now. May I be of help?
Well, it's sort of personal.
I'm also Mrs. Bergstrom.
Oh. Well, it isn't anything we can't ask you, Mrs. Bergstrom. We understand that your husband is Trevor Steele.
Is that Robert Ripley back there? I don't think he represented Robert Ripley.
There's also that thing at some point where it says something about like Clark Gable or something.
Well, back there, it's like, a poster. It says Clark Gable.
Yeah. Why is Jonathan taking the lead on this?
Look at Jonathan's hair.
He didn't even go to Mark's school hair with this guy.
Well, you know, he's the talker.
Steele's public relations man.
For over 20 years.
Bob Gregory at the Tribune said he never received those pictures he asked for.
I sent them by messenger yesterday.
Well, send him another set and see that messenger gets canned.
These two seem like they have a real solid marriage.
That's what I was just thinking. He basically just comes out and starts bitching at his wife.
And then he's about to close the door so he can have privacy. You know, like, this just wouldn't really work so well, I think.
Mr. Bergstrom?
I mean, I kind of think in general I wouldn't really want to work with my spouse. Yeah. Which is, like, not, I don't know. I prefer to just keep my home life just completely separate from work.
Well, how much does it pay? I'm kidding.
to work with, yeah, for this lady to be like her husband's secretary.
Yeah, I mean, if she's bringing home six figures to do this, hey, whatever, you put it up with it, I guess. Maybe not. Maybe it's not worth the money. It's like, how about I kill you? How about I kill you instead?
Yeah.
I realize we caught you kind of a bad time.
Well, my business is never a good time. What can I do for you?
I'm a miserable person. He doesn't seem this miserable later.
We're trying to get in touch with Trevor Steele.
He and I are old classmates. We're having our 35th reunion. Thought maybe you want to come.
Reunion? Well, I'm... Mr. Steele's awfully busy.
I'm sure he is, but it's on a weekend. He just might enjoy it.
I'm sorry, fellas. I doubt very much if he could fit it into his schedule.
Well, if you see him, could you tell him anyway, just in case?
Just in case what?
Oh, my God, it's him.
With that lovely double-breasted jacket.
Yeah, and you point out he's wearing kind of an ascot.
Irving! Irving! It's Mark Gordon! Mark Gordon!
He looks like he just came back from yachting.
I don't believe... Mark Gordon! What's with the whiskers?
It's funny. His name is Irving, and then he changed it to Trevor to sound better in the movies. But I think Irving is a better actor name.
Yeah, Irving's Trevor. Fine. I have no problem with Irving.
Recognize. Well, underneath him is still the same old me. I mean, you look great. How do you do it?
Well, clean living, lots of sleep, working out in the gym every morning.
You look great, too. Oh, I don't know. I think my body went bad.
Hit it.
That's actually kind of sad knowing that he's going to die soon.
It is pretty sad that he does that. And I'm just going to play.
Work out in the gym every morning?
You look great, too. Oh, I don't know. I think my body went bad.
Hit it.
We should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
So he hits him.
What? Go ahead. Just like in the old days. Hit it.
Oh, no, no.
We should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs.
Come on, hit it.
Yeah. It is really sad. How many years after this would he pass away?
He passes away in 89.
Oh, okay. So, I mean...
Yeah. So he's actually, like, on the cusp of...
You wouldn't know it.
Death.
I mean...
Yeah.
Let's see. He passed away...
What?
Wait, June 15th. So... This was, I'm confused. So June 15th, 1989, he passed away.
So when this aired, he would die like days later, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, what a shame. And what would be the next? Yeah, I mean, June 9th is an episode. And then June 16th, there's an episode. So it was...
There's one day, the day after he died.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's called the squeaky wheel.
Wow.
That would be pretty horrifying. I mean, that's... And they still aired it. You know, it's not like they...
The very last episode of, well, this season and then the show is a Christmas episode, actually. It's kind of a crazy episode. It's all about how there are like kind of three different stories that it follows. And it's basically like looking into the future and that like basically people like killed the world by like, you know, irresponsible use of resources and like, you know, bad care for the environment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of like has this like apocalyptic feel to it. It's kind of weird. Like for a Christmas episode, it's actually like a really weird... It's not like, you know, like a happy holiday type thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And then it's the last episode of the show, because when I was watching through the show the first time, and then there's that. And I was like, oh, this is like a weird episode, but it's kind of interesting. And then you're like, wait, what? That was the last episode ever.
So I'm just looking it up, and yeah, it's Merry Christmas from Grandpa. And it aired on August 4th, 1989. It's very strange. I mean, was it meant to be a Christmas episode? I mean, like, legitimately Christmas episode?
Yeah, because there are scenes, like, with, the, like, families and, like, Christmas trees and stuff like that. They're actually, the person who plays BB, Frasier's agent, is in it, actually. She's, like, one of the stories.
She's a funny character in Frasier.
Yeah, and they're in her house and everything. They have, like, the Christmas tree up. And it's very clearly, like, it's Christmas time, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy to release it in August. But I guess they had to finish the series, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also curious, at what point do they say, like, this episode's dedicated to, like, Victor French and, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep an eye open for that.
But yeah. Then even Michael Landon, he died in 91, right? So he's, like, 2 years from death.
Yeah, but at least that's a couple years. I mean, literally just a couple years, but still.
Yeah, but it is still kind of crazy to, like, look at him and be like, okay, so, like, 2 years later.
Yeah, it is, because he does. He looks relatively, I mean, he looks healthy to me here. Like, doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So he punches him.
We should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on.
So he, this guy's like, didn't expect to get hit so
this
bad.
This guy in shape or what? I still do 100 sit-ups every day. Will you excuse me for a second, please?
I have to go vomit.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, I need to go vomit.
This is what he should have done. That's so funny.
This is like me right now, like in third trimester of pregnancy. After like anything, it's like,
and you were at the beach today. Hopefully,
yeah. And then I needed a nap after the beach.
Well, don't you normally need a nap after the beach? I mean, it's that's
well, sun. Yeah, kind of. But no, I was more like, I like have to lay down because I was like, well, now I'm all like, I exerted myself.
I think that the sun just kind of like, I don't know, it's exhausting.
Yeah, it is. Although I wasn't there for a super long time because, you know, I had the baby. So yeah. We were there for like an hour and a half.
That's pretty.
But she was running everywhere, so then I had to like go after her.
It's not beach weather up here yet. Although
it was like it's in the 80s.
Warm. Oh, really? That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have not. I don't think we've hit 80 yet.
Mm. Yeah, we've had a few days that have been. A couple of days we were like 90.
Really? Wow.
Uh huh.
That's bananas. So this guy's like holding his ribs. And he comes in and they basically discuss, like, what do they want? And he just thinks it might be a good idea for him to actually go to this reunion, but they discuss his financial issues as well. This picture's just not lined up. It just looks like crap. and apparently this guy hasn't paid the agent for a long time. So that, of course, can become kind of complicated.
Right.
But he agrees to go to the reunion, which I think is a pretty good move on his part. Off to the next person, and we're...
This guy looks really familiar, and I looked at his thing on IMDb, and he's in a ton of stuff, like a lot of shows in, like, the 70s and 80s, so it's like, I'm sure I've just seen him just, like, on TV, but... There wasn't, like, one role where I'm like, oh, yeah, you're totally that guy, you know?
Didn't he play Sully? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. the one after 154 years of marriage.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, sorry, my fault. Mark?
All right, so they're looking for somebody, right? They're in the building that they have to look for someone, and if somebody recognizes you, there's a good chance he's from the school, right?
Right.
But Mark Gordon?
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, you are Mark Gordon.
Yeah.
Warren Sherman. We went to high school together.
Of course. Warren, how are you?
Hey. Well, what are you doing here?
Actually, he was looking for you.
I genuinely like this guy. He's he just seems like a really nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's my friend Jonathan Smith.
How you doing?
Jonathan, how are you?
Good.
Jeez, you know, hey, do you know how long it has been? 35 years.
That's what we're here to tell you.
Don't they seem like they went to the prom together or something? Like they had a little, something weird happen between these two in the 50s.
Our class is having their 35th reunion.
You're kidding. Well, that's great. Look, I got a quick meeting to go to, and then we can yak a little. How's your schedule?
We got time.
Well, it's great. Follow me. Come on.
Why does it matter what Jonathan says?
You know, this meeting.
I mean, it's kind of weird that he's so involved in this whole thing anyway. Yeah. And I know that it's his mission, right, to getting the people paired up at the reunion and everything. But so far in this episode, it's just really weird that he's along for all of this.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, hey, so I see that you the whole gay thing stuck, Mark.
Yeah. I thought what was between us was just an experiment.
Good for you, buddy.
I mean, really though, like when he shows up to the reunion with this guy, I'm like, they're totally like doing couple stuff.
Yeah, just standing on the side talking crap about people. Yeah. That alone is a couple thing. So they're having dinner, or I mean lunch at this.
But that was
kind of nice place. Nothing.
You remember that time in Miss Knudsen's class?
Wait. I don't think Jonathan's interested in
that. No.
What's Jonathan drink? Is that his drink? It's like a red slushy. I don't know what's on the
table. Oh, wait a minute. I do. I am interested. Go ahead. What happened?
Listen to this, Jonathan. Miss Knudsen was our drama teacher, and she was very emotional, very high strung. And, Jack Rack.
Oh, geez. So these stories are questionable, but I think one of the things that also in your notes, you wrote it, the Letterman jacket is kind of strange, how he let Warren borrow his Letterman jacket to impress a girl.
Yeah, because then it's like she would know that he's not on varsity, right? Doesn't make any sense that she would suddenly like notice him. It's like Bonnie is sounding like a dumbass when you tell this story.
Yeah. Just underneath her window. And Jack tells Miss Knudsen Mark fell out the window. She was hysterical until we all started laughing.
Now there was hell to pay.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for being such a ham.
Yeah, but this guy.
I think Michael Landon's drinking a Bloody Mary or something.
Well, they have said elsewhere in the show that he doesn't have to eat or drink or like use the bathroom, anything like that. But there are a few episodes where we have scenes like this where they're out eating. So I'm like, he doesn't have to eat or drink, but can he? You know, like to keep up appearances, like you just go to dinner and you're.
Or, like, if I could just eat unlimitedly, I would just, you know, I'll have
sit there and snack all day.
Yeah. Three steaks and dessert.
This guy did something I'll never forget.
Uh-oh.
See, I was kind of a runt in school. I mean, Mickey Rooney would look like a basketball star next to me.
A totally outdated reference right there.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the 80s, I would say that's a pretty outdated reference.
And I asked Mark if I could wear his Letterman sweater, you know, to impress Bonnie Harper. Remember her?
Letterman.
Letterman. It'd be like, hey, what's your favorite night talk show host? Letterman.
Well, which letter would you choose?
My letter is T. My sound is T.
That's his letter.
He loaned me a sweater.
And is Abel the original Letterman?
I think he is.
What is that?
My letter is T.
Thanks, Abel. It
was the only time Bonnie Harper ever looked at me.
Hey, it was no big thing.
Yeah, well, it was to me.
You know, it's funny. Now, some things we do in life that seem so important can mean so much to somebody else.
I don't think that's funny at all.
I do actually. I mean, I like that he points that out. Because
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
Well, no, I know, but like, it's not funny. But I mean, yeah, sometimes it is like people, things that they do that they don't really think anything of, but then it ends up being really important to somebody and they have no idea usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when I went to my 35th reunion. People were telling me this all the time. We were talking about Marjorie basically, Mark doesn't like the fact that she married somebody who he referred to as too smooth.
M.L. Hayden, that's got to be her.
Hayden, her last name's Anderson.
No, that's her married name. Marjorie Louise Hayden. Everybody thought she was going to marry Trevor, you know. Then this Hayden guy came along. The next thing we know, she married him.
I'd be like, you got to stop telling me all the details if this was like somebody I was friends with. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. Like,
do I detect a note of bitterness in your voice?
Well, this Hayden guy was older than her, and he was too smooth. I was at their wedding. Well, that's the last time I saw her. The only time I got to kiss her.
There you go.
I'm assuming it was a cheek kiss, right? Which I wouldn't really consider.
Totally made out.
Yeah. <The call?
laughs> Everyone did. There was a line of guys. Total slut.
Last call.
Last call.
I don't know. I'm never was very good on the phone. You know, I'm more of a one-on-one guy.
Yeah. Besides, you sure would like to see what she looks like after all these years, right?
Yep. He wants to know if,
we should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
That's what he's thinking when he shows up. All right, so this woman, she looks really familiar, but I don't think she's anyone either.
Hi, can I help you?
Marjorie?
It's like, no, dum-dum.
Oh, I'm Melissa.
Yeah.
Marjorie's my mother.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm Jonathan Smith. This is Mark Gordon. You went to school with your mom.
She may have mentioned me.
Gee, I don't think so, but come on in.
Thank I don't you think much. You matter at all, but...
Why don't you just come in? It is 1989, after all. Let's see. I thought when she was going... She also makes a reference when she calls for her mother, and she's like, oh, I don't think she can hear me. I'm like, how old are these people? You know, it's like she's also going deaf.
I don't think she hears me. Excuse me.
See, it's like she's old. I thought she was going to come out in a wheelchair or something because they really avoided her coming out.
Yeah.
She comes out.
Mark, what a surprise.
Now, all right, that sweater, I don't like it, right? But I don't think there's anything wrong with the way she looks. That bun isn't really amazing or anything like that. But if she, like, I mean, she could just embrace the gray hair. There's nothing wrong with that, I think. But if she just dressed differently.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she, like, looks terrible. No. I mean, like, I think we're supposed to, like, kind of see her as this kind of, like, frumpy, insecure. Well, she feels insecure, yeah. You know, cause she just got divorced and stuff. But I think that's kind of how we're supposed to see her. But I'm kind of like, she just kind of looks like an average middle-aged.
Yeah.
Like,
Margie's
you know.
I mean, she looks worse when they put that wig on her, in my opinion.
Oh, the wig is so bad. It's so bad. When Harriet is just trash-talking, like, the dress and the wig, I'm kind of like, I mean, it's mean that she's trash-talking, but she has a point. Yeah, like, it looks really bad.
See?
It's been a long time, Mark, but you haven't changed a bit. Oh.
Not at all? Seriously?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so this is what he looks like when he was in school?
Yes.
Oh, this is my friend, Jonathan Smith.
Hi, how are you? Mark's told me an awful lot about you.
Really?
All good.
Please sit down.
Like, what does he know? I mean, you haven't seen me in 35 years.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it seems like they were
just... If someone tells me, like, oh, I've heard a lot about you, right. Be like, oh, really? You talking about me?
Like, what the hell do you know? not for nothing.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. You just get the hell out of my house.
Are you in town for a visit? Or...
Margie, I have got great news.
She's talking to him like he's like 85 years old. Are you in for a visit?
Our class is having a reunion.
That reminds me of that in the Home Again on Little House when Harriet is talking to Albert in the store and she's like, oh, so your father decided to take a little trip, huh?
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And it's just really funny the way she says it. He's taking a little trip, huh?
Yeah, she's all like smiley. Well, that's why I kind of love that character. She can pull off little things like that.
The old gang's getting together again.
Oh.
I mean, everybody's going to be there. Trevor Steele,
Irving. It's on the 20th.
What a jackass. Irving the jackass.
Well, I hope you can make it.
I don't know. I haven't done much socializing since Howard and I split up.
All right, so this is a reasonable thing to even say, but, you know, this is a good opportunity for her to, you know, do that, to go out and socialize.
It is, but I also understand, like, not wanting... Well, I understand not wanting to go to your high school reunion, period, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, like, high school reunion, is that really, like, the ticket to fixing all her problems?
Apparently so.
And this show it is.
Yeah, and this show it is.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We'd have been married 28 years this April.
Yo, well, that didn't really make it, did it? Almost 30.
Well, as you know, life goes on.
If you're married for 30 years, I heard you get a letter from the president. My father-in-law is 80 today, and he got a letter from the president, and he's like, what's it?
Ooh.
He goes, what's this crap? He's like, this is one of those fake letters. He threw it away.
But did he really get it?
Yeah.
What?
I know. Wait. It's kind of like you're 80, though.
So what age does that start, and how often do you get them?
I got one when I turned 60.
My baby got one on her first birthday.
You know what? A baby should get it.
Yeah.
I think
like a welcome to the country kind of thing.
You
know, right? Like
in life, you get two letters. You get one at 1 and 100.
Yeah.
But yeah, like he got one in 8. I never heard of that.
Well, that's pretty funny that this is crap.
He did. He just threw it away.
Yeah. I know.
It's pretty awesome.
Well, he's kind of a curmudgeon. He's, you know. But
same with him.
Pretty skeptical guy.
I'll think about it.
You promise?
Yes.
Well, we better be on our way.
And Mark gets up, he picks up his walker with the tennis balls on it and walks out. I've never felt more old watching this. All right, so yeah, she pulls out this, probably a very tasty cake, but it's one of those kind of pathetic cakes. It's all lopsided and everything. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of cake I would make, if I'm being honest. And she cuts a nice slice of it. I like the countertop is tiled like that. I know it's kind of an 80s thing, but I was gonna say
I don't love the countertop, but I do like the brick on the wall.
Yeah, I like brick in general. I feel like I would mess up that tile, but you know, I'd rather have a real countertop, but I like it.
Right.
It's nice. She's like a huge butcher knife. I didn't know what to expect. I thought when she went to the refrigerator she was gonna pull out booze.
That's what I thought the first time I saw this, too. And she took out the cake, and then I was like, okay.
It is, yeah. She takes a huge piece of cake, too. But this is why I don't get. She picks it up and throws it out.
I mean, well, not just that she throws it out, but she puts it in the sink and then, like, starts spraying it with water. It's so weird. Well,
I don't have a trash compactor, but is that what that is?
I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I don't like it, though. I don't like that she throws it in the sink and starts, I don't know,
spraying it with water. It seems wasteful. Like, what do you even have to throw the whole thing out, then? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know what she did?
Well, she must be, like, struggling with her weight or something.
That's what I thought.
Because, like, she has that thing where her dress isn't fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a reference to, like, how the last time all these people saw her, she was 108 pounds. So it's like she used to be really skinny. Right. And she's not as skinny anymore, which, like, probably happens to most people, right? But I'm like, she's also not, like, obese. I mean, like, she's, like, you know, she's not... You wouldn't look at her and be like, oh, my gosh, she's, like, overweight.
She's a middle-aged woman's body, and I think she looks fine.
You think she looks hot. Just admit it.
She's absolutely stunning. She's hot. So we're back at the couple of the year at the office.
Steele's 35th class reunion. It's great human interest stuff.
See this disgusting floor, by the way? It's like weird carpet. Yeah.
Sam, I'll tell you what. I'll give you an exclusive on this. I won't call the wires or anyone.
Hey, Sam, look. Look, I'll level with you, Anya. I'll level with you, buddy. I really need your help on this. Could you run a picture? I'll hire the photographer. I'll pay for him. Yeah. No, I understand. Thanks.
Pretty much a conversation that all the agents have with the Little House cast.
Well, her outfit is super 80s.
Yeah. With those shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
You said,
look at the size of her watch. It just looks like a military watch.
He said he'd try, but he wouldn't make a commitment.
You know what's happening as well as I do. Nobody cares about Trevor anymore.
Then we're not doing our job, are we?
Pete, there's a whole new audience out there. The kids today want to see Michael J. Fox and Tom Cruise.
She has a really deep voice, but I really like her voice. But I don't know who she is. So
I think that something about her seemed kind of familiar, but I don't know.
Look how her shoulders are perfectly aligned.
Yeah.
Those shoulder pads are crazy.
Heard of Trevor Steele.
So what do you want me to tell him? Hey, Trev, you're a has-been. Why don't you fade off into the sunset like you did in your westerns?
He should face facts.
So
why don't you go kill yourself, Trevor?
Hey, Trevor, here's a gun. So they go back 35 years, right? Does this have anything to do with Back to the Future? Just because, you know, they do mention Michael J. Fox. But it is 4 years after Back to the Future came out.
Right.
I don't know. In 1954, it's almost 1955, you know? Come on. It's got to...
It's kind of crazy.
The pressure he puts on you isn't fair.
Honey, this man is fighting for his professional life.
Only cool people have bronzes of bulls in their office.
He's not just a client.
I was noticing in a later scene, the way the camera is, all you see is the bull's butt behind him.
Oh, really? No, you got to point that out.
It's pretty funny.
We do what we can for him.
The best thing you can do for Trevor Steele is to be honest with him. Make him face reality.
Jeez. We should clip that for your husband, Pete.
Yeah. I need that. I need to have it go off when he messages me or something.
Yeah. The best thing you can do for Trevor Steele is to be honest with him. Make him face reality.
It's a shiny ass suit.
I've been thinking about the
ring. Yeah, that is really weird. How it's so glistening. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Some great ideas.
Is it silk or something?
Yeah, it's a silk suit. I like this guy's sweater. Call me nuts. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I kind of don't mind stuff like that.
Yeah, it's cozy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Here for a minute.
Now, later, listen to this. We have a parade. I'm in the lead car.
Trev, it might be a little late to put together a parade, you know?
Will you stop being so negative? You call the mayor. You tell his honor he's going to be riding with Trevor Steele. You'll see how fast things get done.
I like it.
Carol, honey, you better take some notes on this, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, he wants a parade and to get the school band to play in it. It's nuts. It's out of... It's, like, he has delusions of grandeur. He's just really, really not living in reality. Which is a sad type of situation, I think, for any celebrity that was once, like, really, really famous.
Mm-hmm.
So... Let's see.
Look at Michael in his face.
That's very funny.
No, he looks perfect.
Oh. Oh, that's pretty cool. The Indian is pretty cool.
It's like the one on Seinfeld.
Yeah. Oh, la, la, la. That was a Seinfeld reference, people. It was not me doing it. Like, really.
Think that's too short in the back?
No, he looks perfect.
Even if it is too short in the back, what are you going to do about it now?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, this guy said he could touch up my beard, get rid of the gray, make me look a little younger, you know? Bad idea, huh?
I was hoping he would do it. I think it would be good for the show.
Yeah.
Forget that.
This guy.
The barber is just this, like, old-looking dude.
You know, like, I wish my hair would just go 100% gray like that. I could totally go for that. Like, kind of a Steve Martin type of thing.
Some people actually look very good with hair that's all gray.
I think some people can really pull it off.
Look out, reunion. I'm ready.
But don't you think you ought to consider wearing a tie?
Well, you don't think I'd go dressed like this, do you?
I was just asking.
There's a lot of just, like, kind of, like, nothing comments. So Marjorie's looking at a picture of herself.
Which, I mean, is this a picture of the actress when she was younger? Because it does look a lot like
her.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it is.
I think he's right.
Whoops. Yeah, I think that's definitely her. Beautiful. Still so beautiful.
Even more beautiful now.
You were so hot when you were 15. I don't know. I think it's kind of weird to compare yourself to your younger self.
Hi, Mom. I thought you'd be home for dinner. Well, I had a stop to make.
They should have had this actress in that photo. Because remember, Mark is like, Marjorie! No
doubt. That would have been pretty funny.
All right, so the daughter clearly hates her mother because she's like, man, just wear this wig. It's the newest thing.
Ta-da! What's this? Well, you wouldn't go to the beauty parlor like I asked, so I got you a wig.
It kind of, from that angle, it kind of looks like a Michael Landon wig.
Oh, honey.
Come on, Mom. You're going to look great in it.
The sweet of
it. It kind of does, yeah.
So
she's gonna give her a leather jacket to wear too.
Let's zip it up.
And see suspenders. What we got.
All right. Gosh, it's stuck.
Like, I don't think her dress is like great or anything, of course, but it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's the '80s. It seems appropriate for the time to be a normal dress. But yeah, she's having a problem zipping it up.
I mean, I don't like it.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't.
She was in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
I never saw that. Finally, kind of a movie you saw that I didn't.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
I know, right?
About time.
You know, maybe if we just let it out a little bit. Maybe I should just forget about this whole reunion thing.
Yeah, because your dress doesn't fit. But yeah, I mean, she's getting cold feet. She doesn't really want to do this to begin with. And I don't know. Like we were saying, reunion's kind of lame anyway. This guy's Steele is basically talking to Pete, and he brings his suit down.
Too bad his agent's name isn't Jack.
Listen, that would be kind of amazing.
Jack!
I could just be like, Jack!
His house is pretty nice, so he had to have saved some of his money.
Yeah.
What does he care? Just
or he just life. Bought it when he was rich, I guess.
Yeah.
Great looking suit, Trip.
You remember this? I wore it in Monte Carlo Holiday. It cost the studio over $1,000. You think my tux might be better?
What is it, 1930s money?
Might be a bit much.
Yeah, it's going to be nice getting back to my roots again. Where...
like, hey, remember this? I got this from the Beatles. It's a Sgt. Pepper uniform.
That would be really funny, actually.
You know, I think you're really looking forward to this reunion.
Well, this is actually Pete Best. The other guy's the best. That, it would be kind of crazy if we did have a fifth Beatle episode for Highway to Heaven.
Looking forward to? This is our first junket in 6 years. Yeah, you and I have been through a lot together, Pete.
This is a lot of small talk. Like, it really is a lot of, like, boring stuff.
When I was going through it earlier today, I was actually kind of surprised by how long it took everything to get going. Because when I first watched it, I didn't remember it seeming so drawn out like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we're already halfway through the episode before, or about halfway before they even show up at the reunion.
Yeah. So let's see. Mark and Jonathan are at the party. Like, this guy's like 80 right here. You're not going to tell me that guy's 50.
Now I know why they used to call him
Jonathan's suit is nice looking.
Yeah, he looks good. Mark's is... I mean, I confuse him all the time. So Jonathan's all right, and I think Mark looks fine.
Type parties. Mm-hmm. How do I look?
But this is like a, what do you call this material? It's a linen, I guess. I'm not really, maybe it's not linen.
Debonair, distinguished. I would say downright handsome.
Oh, Mark Gordon. Harriet Bell.
All right, so do you think that they chose this character to be called Harriet based upon Harriet Olsen at all? Because her character is very much like a Harriet Olsen.
Like, gossipy and
yeah. Like, couldn't you picture this being like a Catherine MacGregor type of role?
I could. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Harriet Bell. I didn't recognize you at first.
Oh, I knew it. You think I've changed?
Well, no.
I know what you're thinking. You're like, those are the nicest earrings you've ever seen.
They're beautiful.
They're hot. Amazing.
Oh, no, it's not you.
This lady, I mean, she looks like she smokes a couple packs a day.
Yeah, since she was 12.
These old eyes, getting harder to read name tags.
Well, what? It's just, I feel like, is this a senior citizen episode?
How do I look? I mean, that's why we're all here, isn't it? To see how we've all changed?
Well, you look very rich.
Thank God it shows.
Oh, my God. So
what a lady. Yeah. That actually does kind of seem like a Harriet thing too, I guess.
Right, like, oh, like this lady, she's 80. Come on.
They're pretty geriatric for being in their 50s, early 50s or whatever.
Steele is like super, super excited to go to this party. More excited than he should be, in my opinion. But he's like, the press is going to...
I think it probably just kind of shows, yeah, like how he's kind of desperate and...
I thought this guy...
Probably doesn't have a lot to kind of cling to.
I thought this guy was going to pop up in something. I don't know, like 90210 or something. I don't know. Mm. But nothing. Even he's kind of a Patrick...
He's Lattin wearing... What? I noticed that he's wearing Converse with his...
Is he really?
Little ensemble. He is, yeah.
You Dan Scott? I'm Pete Bergstrom.
Oh, yeah. I've always liked that. I mean, mostly people kind of dress that way on a goof, but I kind of like the way that looks, personally.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bergstrom.
I do, too, actually. Usually when I wear tennis shoes, they are Converse, actually, so I've always liked them.
Worried I might have missed you. Mr. Steele, be down just a minute. Hang on just a minute.
Okay, sure.
Sure, I'm not going nowhere. Can I get a drink? Are they going to check my ID at the bar?
We should totally hit it again.
I don't have it queued up.
Here. We should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
So this guy is like constantly trying to get anybody to show up for it. To cover this guy.
Hi, Dan Scott of the Banner.
See, you can see his Converse.
Younger every day. The Banner, huh?
Well, the Banner's our school paper, sir, and I'm here to do a story on you and the reunion, and I've got to...
Hold on, man. I'll be right back.
Trav, I meant to tell you about the kid. He showed up early.
What are you doing today? I asked for press coverage. You get a kid from the local high school paper? Where are the TV people, the reporters?
They should be here any minute. But why don't you talk to the kid? I'll check it out.
So he goes and he starts talking to him. Sherman shows up. He seems like just super awkward.
Oh, hey, Frank Shaughnessy.
All right, so this guy is doing the same thing that Mark did before with this guy. Everybody acts like this with this guy.
Do I know?
Yeah, Sherman, Warren Sherman. How you doing?
Well, fine. You?
Well, I'm doing terrific. Hey, let's grab a table here and talk over old times, well, huh?
Actually, my wife and I already have a table.
Oh yeah. Well, you mind if I join you?
No.
Good.
No, not at all.
Good.
Do you have great grandkids?
Well, did you see Elaine Schefter? I mean, there is a perfect example of a chemical peel going too deep, way too deep. Oh, look who's here. Marjorie Anderson, after all these years.
She looks like Roseanne Barr here.
I mean, that wig is just terrible.
Yeah, it's just really, really... She looks so much older right here than she did
before. Like, why would her daughter... I mean, seriously, the way... Even, like, the way she had her hair in the bun, it's kind of, like, there was nothing wrong with it. I mean, like, yeah, it wasn't, like, fantastic hair, but, I mean, well, it's passable, right? But this wig is terrible.
Yeah, it's...
Harriet, how nice to see you.
Well, you look a little tired, dear. Are you all right?
All right. That immediately deserves a smack, right? You look tired.
Yeah, right. I was just going to be like, punch her in the gut.
It's like, how about, let's see what you look like in a headlock.
Yeah.
Now, I guess the trip here just took a little longer than I thought it would.
Uh-huh.
Well, how have you been?
Fine, just fine.
I heard about your divorce. Too bad. Well, news travels fast. Especially bad news. Lovely dress, dear.
Thank you.
Designer label?
Oh, no, I'm afraid that's a little too rich for my blood.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that.
Etta Patterson!
Oh, this poor woman. I mean, her confidence is non-existent, and she had the nerve to actually walk in there, and the first person she sees is this... This Kelly, that's what I'm going to call her. I'm just kidding.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. Jokes. So let's see, Sherman is basically telling his whole life story to these people.
I got lucky and became the head honcho. How about you, Frank?
Not that much to tell.
What?
I said to that old guy. And that woman, who's his wife, seems familiar too. Like, so many people in this episode, I'm like, you look familiar, but I don't know why.
She looks like Nancy Reagan.
Well, I got out of school, I went into the Navy, I got out, and I started fixing cars. And I'm still doing it.
He also got married along the way and had two wonderful sons who are now in college.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, jeez.
Thanks for reminding me on my night out.
Right. So they ask about him, what he's done, and we learn that he lost his wife just 2 years ago.
Which is sad.
Yeah, very. I mean...
Because he is such a likable guy.
Yeah, and she couldn't have children. So it's one of these, like, kind of things. And it looks like it really impacted him at the moment, just bringing it up. Marjorie runs into the man of the year, Trevor. And I like that he's nice to her. Like, how bad would it be if he was just so obnoxious?
Margie.
Hello, Trevor.
How have you been?
Fine. And you?
Okay. What if he's like, punch me? You know? That's his thing. Ask everybody.
He does that to everybody he runs into.
Oh, you're still doing that, huh?
Complaints.
Do 100 sit-ups a day. His blood like trickling out of his mouth.
I've enjoyed following your career.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't keep in touch. We had some great times together.
You made a fine king of the prom.
With his queen.
All the things you've done, I'm surprised you even remember that. It's been so long. You go. You're really looking well.
In my business, it's what you see that counts.
Hey, Trent. Not thank you, but yeah.
Come over and take some pictures with the gang.
Excuse me for just a minute.
So I'm just going to let this play. Well, so she's like feeling good about herself again, right? And Harriet.
Etta, I have known Trevor Steele since junior high school. I mean, he was dying to ask me to the senior prom. Then, little Miss Prom Queen, Marjorie Anderson, had the nerve to ask him. Well, I bet he's sorry now. I mean, did you see her? Tacky dress, horrible hairdo. What a mess.
I hear he had a big crush on her in school.
Well, I, for one, am happy that he can see how wrong he was.
And by the way, that's Mrs. Foster over there from Little House fame.
Yeah. I had mentioned when you actually suggested this episode, I was like, Mrs. Foster's in it.
Yeah, I didn't realize, but as soon as
we
I
even
saw her,
see her dancing.
As soon as I saw her, I'm like, whoa, look at that hair. Let's see. A lot of just chitter chatter. Mark approaches Marjorie. Jonathan approaches Marjorie.
How are you?
Marjorie!
Marjorie! It's that stranger.
Oh, you're Mark's special friend.
Yeah, it's like you're Mark's roommate. Doesn't he call you Top?
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Mars, don't let Harriet do this to you.
His hair is very light.
Huh? Why is she so vicious?
And my guess is this, she's just trying to cover up her own inadequacies.
Oh, I should never have come here tonight.
Why? Because a couple of unhappy women make some sarcastic remarks.
Yeah, look how light his hair is. It's like kind of some like light auburn or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Come on, you gotta get tougher than that.
I wish I could be Jonathan, but I'm at a time in my life where I'm not feeling very tough at all.
So they walk away, and this is where it kind of surprised me a little bit, because the music choice is kind of weird. People are like, I know what you're doing. It's like, what are you doing? You're stalling or something? Let's see if this will actually work.
One, two, three, four.
Maybe Jasper does the Astro. Maybe Jasper does the Astro. Maybe Jasper does the Astro, Astro. Maybe Lily does the Astro. Maybe Lily does the Astro.
I think it's applause worthy.
Yeah, definitely applause worthy. But we have this hidden outtake that I came across. Wait, we're actually going to do this three times. It's a short thing. People can,
yeah.
I'm going to do my choice and then go to your choice, all right?
We're having fun.
Hey. We're trying something that other people don't do. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that works better than Astro, I think. It's funny that we both picked songs from that same album, though.
It's so funny, because when you send it to me, I'm like, it's the same cover.
Yeah.
And did you get the, like, preview? All right, let's... I got one more. One more for you.
We got to get the video of this out, otherwise people are like, what are they doing?
Exactly.
We go from the little trumpet. Funny that they start applauding when it's like, tonight there'll be some love. They're like, yeah.
<It's> so funny. I think it's better than the music they chose.
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite part of that whole thing is when Mark takes a little break and breathes. And then
I know, right, he's just like, I can't do it. And he was actually dancing like a little slower than everybody else.
Yeah.
And probably exerting himself the least. But he's like, I can't do it.
No. It wouldn't be fair to the other guys to monopolize your dance card like that. Give me something cold here, anything.
Champagne, you haven't said what you've been doing these days.
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Like what?
Well, I'm
going to play this through. I think it's a funny little thing.
Kind of go from job to job to job.
You mean you don't have anything steady?
Well, actually, Mark's got the job for as long as he wants it.
He's got a steady boyfriend.
Right.
And it's me.
Right. I mean, if you're talking to a guy and another guy comes over to talk for him, I mean, you pretty much, you guys are together, right?
Yeah. That's...
best man in the company.
Well, why didn't you say so? Mark, you're not ashamed of what you're doing.
Hardly. I work for one of the greatest organizations in the... would you say the world, Jonathan?
No, I'd go as far as to say the universe.
What? I know it has something to do with our space program, and that's why you're so closed-mouthed about it. Mark Gordon, do you think there's a possibility of traveling to the stars in my lifetime?
I think that depends on what direction you go.
Direction? God, it's Phyllis Schaefer. She has blonde hair now. I've got to talk to her.
That's kind of like, so they basically implied that she could be like hellbound, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. For gossip. I don't know if I really believe that so much. Let's see. Jonathan talks to the manager. Says he needs a little bout of reality. I keep calling him Bertram. I'm sorry.
Bergstrom.
So let's see. So it sounds like Trevor's going to fire him at some point. Like right here.
Pete.
Pete.
You've been my publicist for 20 years.
21 in 2 months.
You've done a good job for me. No, excellent job.
Well, thanks, Jeff. You've never told me that before.
It's kind of hard for me to tell this to you, but I think it's time for me to make a change.
It's all right. Here's my bill. This is for, like, the 6 months you owe me.
I'm not saying you're burnt out. It's just that you don't seem to have the drive you had when you were younger.
Trev, I'm sorry about what happened tonight. I really thought we could get better coverage.
You see what I'm getting? Apologies, but no results.
That's because...
because what?
Because they don't care about you anymore.
What are you talking about?
Trev, did you...
Well, stop. You suck. No one cares.
You're not even a center square in the Hollywood squares.
There tonight. I mean, really look at them. They're not kids anymore.
You're a nobody. You're a loser. Just keeps going. You should work in the friggin' sausage and pepper factory there.
Neither am I, but neither are you.
I think I'm in damn good shape for someone my age.
For your age, you're great, Trev.
I made sausage and pepper yesterday for Rami. Like spicy sausage and pepper.
Ooh, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, but you can't have sausage right now, right? Is that something that would be off? No, you could eat that, right?
It's cooked, right? Like,
yeah, it's cooked.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hopefully, yeah.
Just great. But you're not Sir Lancelot anymore. You're King Arthur.
You're King Arthur's grandfather.
Still handsome, still virile. So maybe you don't get the girl anymore.
Virile? That's...
yeah, it seems a little bit much. Even the handsome part. You guys are alone in this room. Don't you have a wife, dude? let's see. We kind of have this moment where Mark is just like, what am I doing here?
What's the matter, buddy?
Puts his arm around him.
This is not the way I expected it to be.
Well, maybe you expected too much.
Yeah. I mean, look at us. All of us. Everybody trying to out-impress each other. Me exaggerating what I did in football. I mean, it's like what I really did wasn't good enough. Wasn't like this, John.
It's too bad that people are afraid to just be themselves.
How amazing would it be if it was the Chateau band?
Chateau band standing right behind them there.
That would be pretty good. It's all this noise in the background. It's like somebody's vacuuming.
Yeah.
So... This woman comes and sits down. I think it's Bonnie.
Warren?
Bonnie.
I still think Bonnie is a lot older than 53 or whatever. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
You're the first person here to recognize me tonight.
How have you been?
I'm fine. How about you?
Well, I'm fine. Just fine.
So, fill me in.
Well, I'm not married, but I have 22 kids.
What?
I'm a kindergarten teacher. I've been doing it for 25 years. You know,
do you know what this woman's name is by any chance? Because she's not listed.
On IMDb, she's not listed.
Oh, wait, maybe I have to hit top cast. I really hate the way that IMDb is now. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Her name is Laurel Lockhart. She looks super familiar. And she's still around. She was just in a couple things.
Never will forget that time at school when you borrowed that Letterman sweater just to impress me. Never asked me out, though.
I thought this was going to head south when she said that. I thought she was just going to, like, completely attack this guy. But
I was trying to see if Eve Brent was still alive, because I saw she was in something in 2021, so she has recently acted. But I was trying to figure out if she's still around, and then I found this picture. I'm like, she actually was kind of hot when she was young, so I just sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
Just because I know you have the hots for her anyway.
This is gonna be
she is still alive, by the way.
This is going to be my new lock screen on my phone. You know how, like, when you send somebody a small, like, photo, it blows up, like, it gives you the blurry background version? It's almost, like, creepy looking. Like, here, I'm going to actually just... I'll just show it to you, actually. I don't have to take a screenshot. See what I mean?
But anyway, I mean, she's
a beautiful woman.
Pretty good looking.
Yeah. Let's see. So she reveals that she wishes he asked her out, but she was, and she would have asked him, but she was too shy, I think she kind of goes into. Which is kind of perfect for him. It's kind of cute. I don't know how realistic, but a lot of... we're talking about a show about an angel, right? So how realistic is it in the first place? Oh. Sherman comes running over. He's having literally the best night ever.
Have you seen Marjorie?
Yeah, she's up in her room.
Oh, look. We got to get her down here quick. I just talked to the band, and we want the prom king and the prom queen to lead the last dance just like they did at the senior prom. Oh, by the way, and keep an eye out for Trevor for me, will you?
Mark's face is like, I think I had too many of these.
All right.
Okay, great.
Guess there's no chance of their coming back down, huh?
I don't know. I think there's probably a very good chance.
So we go back up to their hotel room, and she takes off her disgusting wig.
I love how the wig was totally not secured to her head at all.
It's just like, bloop. Yeah. I think there was a piece of tape in there. Oh, no, maybe not. She's holding. No, I thought that was a piece of tape that's on it. So she's, like, just kind of looking at herself. And in the adjoining room, you ever stay in a hotel and you have these, like, doors in the middle?
I've only seen it on TV. I don't think I've ever been in one, personally.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch of times, and I'm always like, what happens if it just kind of flies open, or, you know? So he's sitting there, and he's wearing, like, a girdle, and I would say he's wearing more stuff to cover up things. He's wearing a girdle as well as a hairpiece. And the door flies open, and they see each other, which has to be like, you know, that kind of that moment. That's why I see him cover up his like his chest. I don't know. But then he opens the door and goes back and he's like, it's okay, you know.
He just wears the girdle so people can punch his stomach.
Right, I mean.
It's okay. It was a little shocking for me at first, too.
Trevor, I...
Irving. Irving Heindorf.
That's like, all right, his hair isn't great or anything like that, but it's like, it's not that much worse than like it was
he,
with the wig.
Yeah, like he doesn't look bad.
I should have been a long time ago.
Like, you look exactly the same age, if that, you know. Like, you know, 52.
And that's who I'm going to be from now on.
So did you think that they were going to go back downstairs in the exact outfits they were in? I thought they were. I thought she was.
Oh, like in there, like in the girdle.
Yeah, and stuff. The girdle and the nightgown. These
and
two
now
are like,
Bonnie and Warren yeah. are holding hands.
They're a couple. It's been like 45 minutes.
Marjorie Anderson and Trevor Steele.
They look like he looks like the mayor, and this is the first lady. Who's that guy? This guy almost looks like he should be like a star. And she looks 1,000 times better, in my opinion, with her hair like that.
Yeah, like the hair totally. The wig was terrible. What was her daughter thinking? Mm-hmm. Why is he looking at him like that?
I don't know.
That was weird. Yeah, like, he's all like, yeah.
They mean like this. It's like that meme where it's kind of like, I want this person to look at me the way I want.
Yeah, no, really. And then he kind of gives him like this. He like kind of nods and gives him like a little blinky. I don't know. It's weird.
We should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
Where's Trevor's hair? I don't know.
Char applauding for a really long time. Let's see. They start dancing.
We're gonna get
All right.
I thought that like Mark was gonna dance with the agent the way he looked at him.
Yeah, right.
I mean, not Mark, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I also thought Jonathan was going to dance with this woman. So nobody dances with the angel. Let's see. What can we play on the way out here?
He's happy being there, not dancing, though. He's like, I did my job.
Yeah.
I need a fix because I'm going down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix because I'm going down.
Well, that brings us to the end of the episode. It's over.
And the spotlight just stays on them forever.
Yeah. I don't know who's controlling the spotlight.
How are there this many people now?
Right. I mean, they're in their 50s. They should all be dead, right? But, I mean, everyone is really old looking. I mean, I know the 53 isn't like, you know, 30, but still.
Yeah.
Everybody's old. I would say that Mark is one of the younger looking of the bunch.
Which is actually kind of crazy because generally I'm like, whatever age he is, I'm like, dang, that's like at Little House, he's like 40. I mean, that's like a pretty hard 40.
You know what it is he's always, aside from the pilot, he's looked the same throughout the entire time, I think. You know, like, I can't really think of him looking so different from season one to nine.
I do kind of think in the pilot, he kind of does look a bit younger.
Yeah, like, in the pilot, he's a lot thinner, too.
Yeah.
Victor French, young. I just want to see if there's any photos of him, like, when he's very, very young. People who I have no idea. You ever see pictures of him without the facial hair?
Like completely clean shaven? Because he was on Bonanza, and I think he was he clean shaven or did he have a mustache? I'm trying to remember now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Whoops.
I can't get over how young Kevin Hagen was on Bonanza. Because now when I watch Little House, I'm like, dang, you like aged like so much since Bonanza, like, you know. 10 years before,
there's
or whatever.
There's that one picture of him where he's sitting in a chair. Like, he's got cool facial hair. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Definitely a cool looking guy. He had always had a good head of hair. Look at it.
So, in the Little House sub on Reddit that I've talked about, a lot of people on there think that Doc Baker is really hot.
I think he's a really unique looking person. I think when he gets older, his wrinkles really become very prominent. But I don't know. He's a good looking guy, right? I mean, but when he was younger, he had a very specific look.
Right.
Kind of a crazy looking guy, actually. Looks like kind of like a Hitchcock villain sometimes.
Well, here's Victor French without, I just found a picture of him without facial hair. Just kind of crazy looking because it's kind of mostly he has the beard and mustache, or just a mustache at least.
He looks like a Boy Scout.
Well, I mean, he's dressed in like an army thing, but it's the same nice colors. Little background too. Yeah.
Can you even zoom in on that? Yeah. So, well, that brings us to the end of the episode. This was a quick one, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, a lot of the episode, like, there wasn't really... The content was pretty light. Like, kind of, it wasn't really deep, so...
It's a lot of filler in this particular episode. I feel like they knew that this would be the final season, and they were just like, all right, let's get through this.
Blasting through it.
Michael Lennon's like, I'm working on Us now. Us is kind of a... I might watch that tonight. The movie, or I think it's a TV movie that's supposed to have turned into a series, and it really kind of touches on some more shocking stuff, which I'm not going to go into right now. But Kelly, thank you so much for doing this. People should go over to LandonNation.com or LandonNation on Facebook, or head over to Dr. Queencast. That's our other podcast.
Yeah, check it out.
And check it out. That's a good way just to end it, you know, and check it out.
And check it out.
All right. Thank you so much. And just stay on the line. Bye.
Bye.